Erie Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
A woman on the radio talks about revolution.
Welcome back. Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Justin Acre, joined by Matt Stell here on location. Alcoa Road exit. It's 121.
If you need it.
If you do. We'll
and
be here.
Do.
And they're making deals. And we've already got a bunch of 2014s. I'm going to go check out this Jeep here a little bit more closely.
Grand Cherokee's sharp, boy.
Matt Stell here. Matty T back there. And we're going to, yeah, we got to figure out what we're going to eat for lunch. We're going to go start our zone review, our rewind for the year. Not for the week, but for the year.
For the whole year.
And what a year it was. And every time we do this, and Matty's been through one of these before, every time we do this, I always think, man, that was this year?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to believe. Cause
I just said that as reading the list.
Mm-hmm. There are some things in here that will bring up some good memories, some not so much. So we go back, and we're going to start early January. And Louisville, of course, just won a bowl game mm-hmm. again. Last year, or earlier this year, I should say, it was a little more surprising because they played Florida in a BCS game and smashed them by 10 in the Sugar Bowl. And it was funny because I was looking through. There was a story in the paper today about how UCF did not sell its allotment and may lose $2 million while they're bringing in $17 million to their conference.
Mm-hmm.
And they share it equally, I guess.
Yeah.
And the guy in the paper today made a point that they should take the expenses out and then
and
split
then
the
split
money.
Yeah, that,
and I thought that was how it was done, but apparently that's not the case.
That doesn't make any sense.
It really is unfair. So, yeah, you sit at home and make the money while the team that's actually going to play the game and earn the money for the conference. And, of course, in that situation, it's not like they're an at-large. They're a – you know, there's an automatic bid there, but they're the team doing the work. And I don't know that there's any team from that particular conference, which shouldn't have an automatic anyway. I don't know if there's any team in that conference that would sell their allotment, you know, for a BCS game.
Yeah, I always forget. Isn't Louisville in that conference?
Yes.
I mean, they probably would.
I don't think so.
You don't think they would? The success they've
I wonder
been
how many they sold
sure they
in
would.
The Sugar Bowl last year. I'm curious. Before we continue, today, tomorrow, and the first here at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, on every new car purchase, there is a $500 free gift card for whatevs. $500 to anywhere you want to go. So if I say, like, I want a $500 gift card
to the Sizzler.
Yes. It's a Visa card. Okay. There you go. $500.
Oh.
Here you go. Just announced. So there you go. You buy a car, and they're going to give you $500 free. I unfortunately did not get this deal on my car that I bought a few weeks ago because then you would have lost money on the deal, which I would have been fine with. But anyway, that's a good deal for you.
Wow.
Those of you who need that extra inspiration, and if you're even thinking about it, believe me, again, I will put it to you again. See dealership over barrel. See you taking money out of their pocket while they're over barrel. And, oh, by the way, you get an extra $500 gift card to do it. That's a deal.
Yeah, and that barrel's full of fish that are easy to shoot. And those were cars.
What you said.
And deals.
Also on January 2nd, Jim Boeheim won his 903rd game to move into second place all time ahead of Bobby Knight and behind only Coach Krzyzewski, who he will never catch, I assume.
In Division I men's basketball.
Right.
Pat Summitt has several more.
She does. It's a different
But it's a different thing.
Sport.
They should be categorized differently. But I tell you what, two coaches I would love to play for. Are on the top of the list right there. I would love to play for Jim Boeheim. I would love to play for Coach K.
Would not want to play for the other Coach K Knight.
I'd play for Coach Knight. I was from that kind of school of – I wouldn't have liked it at the time, but I was from that school of hoops.
I would not want to play for Jim Boeheim either, I don't think. I don't know how he is with his kids, though. He's just so surly and condescending at news conferences. I don't know how he is with his own kids. Maybe
they
he's not
run
that way.
A 2-3 zone
I know.
For 38 minutes.
But they work really hard in that zone.
Yeah, they work really hard on 35 feet of that court. Now, I'm just saying that's the kind of hoops I want to play. Because the thing is, if you're going to either one of those schools, you have an elite level of talent anyway. Like, they have a profile of a player they need. And if I'm going to play the point or the two guard for Jim Boeheim, I'm Michael Carter Williams. I'm 6'7", long, athletic, can handle it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's saying more about who I would be under these kind of people. But that I love the Boeheim system has worked for so long, and he was the first one to win with the one-and-dones back when it wasn't even a thing.
That's true.
Carmelo was the first one-and-done ever before that rule. He wins the national championship, and he had a great team around him too. But,
right.
I mean, I've just loved to play for Boeheim. And clearly, all those guys are, or excuse me, Coach K is a Bobby Knight protege. So.
That's true. That's a good point. January 3rd, Oregon knocked off Kansas State 35-17 and scored the rare one-point safety in the process. Remember that?
Yeah.
The one-point safety. I can't remember the whole rigmarole around it, but I do remember them scoring a one-point safety. It was a weird play. And Kansas State, of course, lost that game, did win their bowl game over Michigan, ending what was a very disappointing season for the Wolverines.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Pigskin. January 5th, the Hogs won their final non-conference game, 86-51, to improve to 9-4 on the season. Basketball was looking okay then. I say looking much better this year at this point in the season.
I'd say so.
So I'm excited about the future. As long as the Hogs don't lose, they'll have only two non-conference losses going into conference play. And admittedly, they played a little bit tougher schedule last year in the non-con. But, you know, you throw Gonzaga in there and California, a couple decent teams in the non-conference.
Yeah, and they
Clemson.
They beat a good Clemson team. They beat a good Minnesota team. I mean,
and they're pounding the teams that they're supposed to beat. So
yes,
that's good.
That's what you want to see.
Arkansas State, January 6th, just over 1 year ago, beat Kent State. So it'll be 1 year to the day almost. I guess one day shy of 1 year to the day. That they had beaten Kent State in the GoDaddy Bowl when they play in Mobile yet again. It was their first win ever over a top 25 in a bowl game. And that win over the over Kent State. Yeah.
That was a big tap. Something to be proud of.
National championship game is the next day, as it will be this year. I will be leaving Mobile at 1 o'clock or 1:05. I've got a grip with me who will be packing up the gear, and then we'll be hopping in the car and hightailing it back as fast as the buzz truck will travel.
Which is fast.
Yes, and I'll be dropping him off and then heading to the house to watch the championship game between Auburn and Florida State, which, again, I go back to the fact that it's been a few weeks since the end of the season, and it's going to be a couple more weeks before another week, at least, I guess, 1 week from today that they play the championship game. The gap, there's just that's the my biggest pet peeve now with college football. Now that they got a playoff coming, my biggest pet peeve is the layoff between the championship games and the championship game.
Yeah.
As it were.
Yeah, fair enough.
I wish they would do the semifinal games 2 weeks after the conference championship games. That makes so much more sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then another week for the national championship
game. Yeah, or 2 weeks. 2 weeks and then 2 weeks. Because there's like a month in between. Yeah.
Fair enough.
It ain't going to happen. In that game, what a balanced effort by Alabama in a 42-14 romp. 264 yards passing, 265 yards rushing. That is remarkable.
That's,
and of course,
pretty balanced.
That was the day we were first introduced to Catherine Webb.
Sweet Catherine.
And Matt, we don't have, I don't think we have it here. Oh, we're going to use it down here.
This so is that the was TMZ explanation from him?
We have the TMZ. Well, we got the initial, I don't know if we've got it all in there, but the initial comments from
Britt meets Catherine.
Yes. Then you've got the TMZ conversation after he was interviewed about it, and then we've got the interview with Chris Hansen when he was actually asked about his comments by Chris Hansen, too. So many ways to go with that. And then she came out a few days later, I guess it was the next day, and defended him. So there was no hard feelings on that deal. And it was great for her. It's launched her career.
Yeah, her career is being hot.
Think of the year she has had since his comments, and if it weren't for that, she may still be modeling, but I don't know if she would be nearly as popular as she is. I'm going to guess she would not have been in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Correct.
Now, when you're a quarterback at Alabama, you see that lovely lady there. She does go to Auburn. I want to admit that. But she also, this Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, okay? And right there on the right is Dee Dee Bonner. That's A.J.'s mom. Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow. A.J.'s doing some things right down
the
Tuscaloosa.
So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
I love Brent Musburger.
Do too. He looks weird in a sport coat, but I do love him as well. January 9th, the Hogs got smashed in their SEC opener in basketball, Texas A&M, 69-51, 18-point loss. This year, Arkansas opens SEC play back at Texas A&M. Hopefully, it goes much better.
I think it will. We're a talented team.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk a lot about Michael Qualls because he gets those loud buckets, but we've got some forwards. I think we have the best forwards in the league. Alandis Harris, Moses Kingsley, Bobby Portis.
That is strong praise.
I'm serious.
Arkansas did bounce back a few days later, though, and beat Vandy. Remember they held Vandy to 33 points, 56-33.
Except Kentucky.
Then you had a couple of – and I don't know if we – I guess we don't have these highlights in here, Matt. Maybe I didn't ask for them, but Baltimore beat Denver in overtime, 38-35, ending what should have been a Super Bowl run for Peyton Manning and the Broncos. 70-yard touchdown from Flacco to Jacoby Jones, one of the greatest – I mean, Hail Mary plays, really, in playoff history. San Francisco destroyed Green Bay, and then 92 people got ejected, and 25 got arrested at that particular game. They were doing their best Raider fan imitation. So a lot of angry people at that particular game, oddly enough.
Yeah.
The next day, of course, New England beat Houston 41-28. Remember when the Texans played professional football? Yeah, I barely remember.
You say Texans.
Yeah.
Now, what is that?
How about that? And then Atlanta knocked off Seattle on a late field goal.
Mm-hmm.
How about two teams falling from grace?
Oh, goodness. And you thought Atlanta coming into this season on paper with Steven Jackson coming over? Nobody thought about Carolina in that division.
On that same night, that Sunday, Argo won Best Director and Picture at the Golden Globes. And Ben Affleck, of course, his beard accepted on his behalf for Best Director.
That's right.
Very impressive.
A good movie, man.
It really was a good movie. I didn't think it was worth all the hype, but it was pretty good.
You didn't think? I thought Ben Affleck did a great job.
Oh, he was
starring,
great.
Directing, writing.
I just didn't think it was. I didn't think the story was overly compelling.
Okay,
sorry.
I'm a conscientious objector.
Okay, feel free.
Conscientious objector.
Easy for you to say. I mean, there are other stories in recent history that I find more compelling, but nevertheless. We will take a time out, come back to Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, because whenever I hear Tom Jones, I need a moment to go crawl in the corner and weep. And that's what I'll do in this break.
I'm going to crawl in a Jeep Cherokee and weep for joy, because I love Jeep Cherokees.
Yes. Dynamite drop-in.
We've got some nice snow flurries here outside the studio.
Do we really?
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, this is the kind of snow that's pretty but not dangerous.
A little
that's a good
salting
thing.
Of winter weather.
That is.
How lovely.
Oh, come down here and get you a Snowtime Super deal.
Free snow cones, too. Just bring your own flavoring.
And your own cone.
This song was in American Hustle, by the way. That's why I'm playing it.
I haven't seen it.
I got it, guys.
It's good.
I did see Catching Fire, and we'll try to get into that in the Entertainment Report later today.
All right. I got so many movies I have to go see.
Me, too. American Hustle.
Anchorman.
Skip it.
I saw Saving Mr. Banks because my mother's favorite thing in the world is Mary Poppins.
I saw it, too. Did you like it?
I thought it was good for
I
what
did too.
It was.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom loved it, and I went for
I ain't
mama,
going to see
so.
It. I'll flip it on if it's on HBO. Here's how lame I got. I avoided sports so much other than the football games this weekend. I got caught up on a Hallmark movie the other day, and I liked it.
What'd you get into?
Something about this Christmas deal. And
was Ricky Schroeder in it?
No, there was a Santa Claus, and he was like matchmaking. It was really quite interesting, but I got caught up. I actually DVR'd the second hour of it because I was going to go bowling with my kid, and I came back and watched it. I mean, I
got to know how this ends.
I almost turned into a chick over the Christmas holidays.
It ends happily ever after, Matty T.
Yeah, both couples were happy. It was all good.
It works out.
Sorry to ruin it for you.
Happy New Year.
What's the other movie we need to go see? The other big one. Not American Hustle.
Wolf of Wall Street looks good.
There's so many we have to go see.
So many activities. We'll be back. My woman.